Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
Has any market been as consistent where they only have one team than Wisconsin? We know Chicago hasn't been.
No.
Fridays with Mo.
Yeah, but until you win a championship, you can't really say that. And they've had one champ.
Chewy, we're going to just create an AI. The AI Chewy can just bring up championship. We don't even need Chewy.
They've had one championship.
What, it's going to be put like a hologram over there?
What?
Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Saturn Lounge, your partner for marketing strategy, creative content, and winning campaigns. From websites to video and everything marketing, visit SaturnLounge.com to tell the world your story.
Always love it when we can catch up with Good Karma Brands founder and CEO Craig Karmazin on Fridays. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, guys. Chewy, like my sweatshirt?
I do. Why the Bills?
That's our newest Good Karma partner. We're working with them.
Oh, I did read that somewhere.
Craig, do you believe that he actually read that somewhere? Is he trying to bluff you?
I think someone said it. And maybe it was even on the show before, is when he heard it.
No, it was an email because there was a picture and things. I'm big on pictures, especially in books.
Yeah.
Craig, did you see the grades that came out for the Green Bay Packers?
Is this the players' ratings
Yes.
or whatever? I actually didn't. I saw the Miami Dolphins were the best, but I didn't dive in yet to the
Okay,
rankings.
So they lost a lot of traction.
So these rankings were really controversial because – the owners actually were going to court to prevent these numbers from being public, saying that these are a breach of the collective bargaining agreement because it's players negatively speaking about owners in public. And this is a really cool thing that the NFL Players Association does, where you fully review how the team treats players in all of these different categories.
Correct. So they couldn't post it, but this was always what was going to happen, Craig. The PA was going to leak it, and, well, ESPN's got them, and they've got all the grades for everybody up on the website right now.
So they went from 7 last year overall, Craig, to 21 this year. The company here does the same thing. So what do you think they're going to do, and what do you do with that information that you gather when you get an unfavorable grade from employees like the Packers do? Do you change things? What do you do?
Yeah, well, of course we call them teammates, not employees, Chewy, as you know. But where I would start is, it's a great question, but about the NFL first, the reason I think this is so good is because you're talking about not owners like other sports. NFL owners are like now mega billionaires. Like these guys are untouchable. Like their teams can lose, like anything can happen. And in their communities, they are just so rock solid. But these things coming out, like, were embarrassing for them, right? Like when they get an F as owner, like there's an actual owner grade. Like they literally grade the owner. These are people who haven't been graded in 40 years in many cases, right? So the idea that teams that have owners are going to act in an extreme way to fix this makes a lot of sense. So my gut is that the Packers are just as good this year at 21st as they were last year at 7th. It's just that everyone else, you know, they're like, hey, we're not getting a D minus. Throw $7 million to have a family, you know, babysitting room or whatever we need to do this. So I don't think this is like, oh, the Packers are doing something wrong. I think it's just everyone else leveling up because it is such a high profile thing. And in our situation, one of our core values is listening. So absolutely, that is why we do all of this. And we absolutely make changes, whether it's changes to people who are in the roles they're in, changes of responsibilities, changes of processes. All the time changes come from, you know, our internal survey.
Yeah, and the biggest one that we've been talking about, because some of these things can be fixed by throwing money at it. And last year, you know, the Packers training room had a higher grade. Training room's a C for the Packers, but this offseason we already know they've invested money and they're redoing the training room. But Matt LaFleur went from an A- to a B-. When you have something like that's that specific and you see that big of a drop, how do you interpret that?
Well, it's interesting, right? Because you have to figure out, is what he's doing actually better, right? Like, so just because he's getting a B- and he's less liked, does that mean he's less effective? So I don't think you can use this one data point to mean anything, right? It can to mean everything. It is absolutely a data point, but you have to understand exactly why they were rating them, like what the basis of the ratings were, exactly when during the season and what was going on when this happened, and if you're okay with the reasons why. So I think it's a data point, but it wouldn't make me alarmed at, you know, Matt LaFleur going from an A- to a B-.
So you wouldn't consider making a change if the players think, like, Craig, I don't care about facilities, the surface, but there are some alarming ones here, like the training room staff gets a C. Like you said, LaFleur's grade dropped significantly. The strength coach was 28th in the league. I mean, those are the concerning ones, not the babysitting or the whatever it is. I mean,
yeah, how they treat the alumni, you know, I know that one
exactly,
you might care
yeah.
more about than others. But I think the training one is really interesting. The training actually personnel
yes.
and like all that, I think that's really interesting. And, you know, one of the things that we do in all of our surveys, we do have, you know, where you rate them. But then we also have the ability to put comments in, and that's can be a big differentiator, right? Like, do the teams and do they just get these grades, or do they get the comments, which in this case they do? And did players care enough to take the time to actually leave comments, and do they feel protected enough to make comments, and they feel like, hey, it's not going to come back to me, right? Like, is it a safe enough zone? And that's where we see the most effective results from things like this, when teammates feel safe making comments, because that's when we can really act
but,
on
But, Craig, let me ask you this one question from the survey that we take. Why do you ask the question, do you have a best friend at work?
Great question. So we take, you know, what we're talking about is the 12Q from Gallup, mm-hmm. and those were the 12 questions out of over 300 that were statistically correlated with top performing workplaces, both financially as well as retaining teammates. And then, like, if someone is going to have an overall high score in the 12 questions that we ask, the number one that is most correlated is having a best friend at work. Like, having that means that when the going is great, you have people to share it with. When the going is tough, you know, when you're offered a job somewhere else and you're like, hey, should I leave? Who do I talk to? I'm maybe not ready to talk to my manager. Like, having that best friend at work, and it doesn't need to be your best friend in the world, mm-hmm. has proven to be a monster, monster differentiator. And it is literally the question most correlated with overall workplace engagement.
Okay.
Our conversations with Craig Karmazin each and every week brought to you by Saturn Lounge. All right, Craig.
Why are you laughing?
Me?
Gabe, everyone in the company wants to know why they asked that question.
Well, yeah,
on the 12th.
If you attend the meeting, you do.
You just never come to the meeting
Correct.
Where we actually do this and people ask me this question and we're able to share it with the team.
My email's down.
Everyone else comes to the mandatory meeting and you don't come to the mandatory meeting.
I've heard Craig answer this question. I've been with the company. I'm coming up here on what, 24 years? I've heard Craig answer this thing like over 100 times.
Just for that, Craig, I want to change my answer. Gabe is no longer my best friend.
I'm just laughing because, again, I just understand the entire dynamic of what's going on here, of why you would ask that question. But, Craig, the Bucks are one of the hottest teams in the league. They're 8-2. We talked about how this is an important stretch for them. Didn't start great on Sunday, but they bounced back, and now they've got a big one tonight against the Knicks. How do you feel the Bucks are doing right now as they're patiently waiting for Giannis to return?
I mean, it's incredible. You know, the Spurs have won their last 10 games, but there's nobody else besides the Spurs, and there's nobody else in the Eastern Conference who has a better record in the last 10 games than the Milwaukee Bucks without Giannis, which is an amazing accomplishment. When I looked at this week, I had said, we've got to go 2-2. These are really tough games. You know, when you looked at it, it was like, all right, you got Raptors, Heat, Cavs, Knicks, four Eastern Conference, four of the top six teams in the Eastern Conference you're going to play in a week. And, you know, Miami could end up being in that seven range now, but you're basically playing four of the top seven teams in the East. Can you at least go 2-2? And now coming into this game tonight against a Knicks team that we beat earlier in the year at home, we're now 2-1 in those games. So this has been a big time week. The games weren't easy. I understand the Cavs were missing players, but so were the Bucks. And I think having Gabe Neitzel on the radio was a big part of why this all happened. During the post game, he always plays the highlight in the play of the game, which just like it just hits a little different. So I think Gabe gets a little credit for this.
Oh well, I appreciate you giving me a little bit of props being part of the back to back wins at Fiserv Forum. It's just it's a younger team now, Craig, and it's just been fun to watch them come together and grow a little bit, right? Ryan Rollins, KPJ, but even the young guys, Usman Zhang and what Cam Thomas has done, like everybody coming together in this quick of a time. It's just been a lot of fun to watch.
How about Jericho Sims?
Yeah, right? Jericho like Sims too, yeah.
Guys, you know, who have just come, and then, you know, and Bobby has continued to be Bobby. Like, it is such a fun team right now, and I think the thing we underestimated, which Chewy, I'll get your take on, is, and I know it's a little different in the NFL, but what does all the like trade deadline conversation, like how, like, I think it's pretty obvious when you look at this team now, how much all the conversation and noise around the Giannis stuff leading into the trade deadline, there was like a malaise hanging over the team because it wasn't just Giannis's name being talked about. It was like, you know, core guys of the team whose names were being thrown about. Like, Chewy, do you think that's a fair excuse? Because I'm thinking, like, these guys are human, and that kind of makes sense now looking back.
No, I think it's fair.
Dynamite drop-in. Broadcasting school really paid off, Chew. Craig, we appreciate the time. Thanks for stopping by. We'll talk to you again next Friday.
He's not the best color guy in the league.
Josh said break, so we got a break, Craig.
You knew he was going to throw somebody under the bus.
How about your best friend at work over there?
No more. That's over with.
Craig Carmison brought to you by Saturn Lounge. More Jed, Gabe, and Chewy coming up next. But if you're tired of waking up exhausted, dad bob starting away on you, finding it harder to get excited about basically anything, if your energy, focus, and drive aren't what they used to be, it might not be that you're just getting older. That's what I used to tell myself. No, there's a good chance your hormones and metabolism are just out of balance. So this year, let's get back to the old you. I know you remember that guy. Sharp at work, full of energy. He was fun, the one people enjoyed being around. And that's where Mentality can come in and help you. Mentality, not a macho T bro clinic. No, they're human-centered. Their mission is to figure out what's really going on with you and your body and your brain. Mentality starts by listening, and then they do a blood panel, run real labs, explain your results in plain English, and this is my favorite part. This isn't one size fits all. No, it is a personalized, science-backed plan using hormone therapy and FDA-approved peptide treatments to help get your brain and body back on track. So stop telling yourself, like I used to, and everyone around you, that you're fine. Right now, all new patient labs are covered in your treatment plan. It's a savings of $250 right out of the gate. Do what I did and reclaim the old you, the younger you, with Mentality.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today. More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy coming up on 94.5 ESPN.
If you're headed to a Milwaukee Bucks game, you can make a bet at Potawatomie Sportsbook and catch a shuttle to Fiserv Forum. After a purchase or a bet, they're going to give you a wristband. That wristband gets you on the shuttle, takes you to Fiserv Forum so you can enjoy all the high-flying action. Shuttle pickups and drop-offs are at the Annex. That's right next to the Potawatomie Sportsbook. They begin 1 hour and 15 minutes before the game, and then they run nonstop until 1 hour after the game. Bet above the rest only at the Potawatomie Sportsbook.
Evan Cohen here. In life, as in sports, the pros make it look easy. That's why pro golfers like Jason Day, Ben Griffin, and Patton Kizzire trust the pros in lawn care. True Green. They have the experience and expertise to give you a lawn worthy of the PGA Tour. And since True Green does the work for you, you get more free time or more tee times. So stop stressing over your lawn and start loving it. Sign up now at TrueGreen.com because nobody makes it easier to get a golf course quality lawn than True Green, the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour.